I want you to turn in God's Word to maybe an unusual text for a Christmas Day service. It's the last book of the Bible. It's the last chapter of the last book of the Bible. And it's the last few verses of the last chapter of the last book of the Bible. So we're at the very end of the canon of Scripture. Of course, last words can be significant. And so, in a sense, we can say these are God's last words to mankind. There's no more Scripture. No matter what some may say, there is a full stop there at verse 21. And anything God has to say to us, it is in this book. It is in this Word. But I want you to look at verse 16. Verse 16 of Revelation chapter 22. There are a number of last things here in these last verses. There's a final or a last invitation to come to Christ. There's a last warning that you're not to touch the Bible, you're not to change God's Word. There is a last promise. The Lord says, "Surely I come quickly." There's a last prayer, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." There's a last benediction, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." So these are last things, and highly significant, each one, I believe. But look at verse 16. The Lord Jesus is speaking. He says, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches." Here's the text. "I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star." Here's the final "I am" of the Bible, of Christ. You know, you go back to the Lord speaking in the book of Genesis to Abraham, how the Lord said, "I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." Of course, Exodus 3 is the great chapter, the incommunicable name of Jehovah. "I am that I am." Moses said, "Who will I say has sent me?" And the Lord said, "Say, I am that I am." And that is an incommunicable name. God has not given that name to anyone outside of himself. That's the significance, therefore, when you come to the Gospels, where the Lord says, "I am the door, I am the bread, I am the resurrection and the life." Because the Lord Jesus is claiming for himself the incommunicable name of Jehovah. He's claiming to be God. And the Jews knew that because they at times took up stones and would have put him to death because they said he was a blasphemer. Because they knew that that name, that title only belongs to God. But you see, they missed it because the Lord Jesus is Jehovah God. He is God manifest in flesh. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelt in Christ. Isn't it significant, therefore, that the last "I am" of the Savior in the Bible is in verse 16. Let's read it again. "I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star." Now, both our brother Alan in the reading from Isaiah and our brother Jim in the reading from Luke's Gospel chapter 2, you will have noticed in those readings a reference to David. Because the Lord Jesus came according to the flesh from the lineage and household of David. I think it is striking that the last "I am" of Christ in the Bible is not referencing Abraham, because Abraham is the father of the faithful. Abraham is the father of all who trust Christ, whether they're Jew or whether they're Gentile. And all over the world this morning, in all parts, there are men and women from every kindred, nation, tribe, and tongue, and they're worshipping the Lord, and they're giving thanks to God for his unspeakable gift, because one thing unites us all, our faith in Jesus Christ. Abraham is in that sense the father of all who trust Christ spiritually. Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, I don't know if we have any Jews here this morning, but if you're a Jew trusting Christ, and I'm a Gentile trusting Christ, well, we are brothers in Christ. But David is not the father of all. When you read David, you are reading Jew. Christ is reminding us here, I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And you remember, you see, Brother Jim read it, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The city of David, the little town of Bethlehem. You see, Christ was of the family of David. And we should remember, the Lord Jesus came into this world. He was born into a Jewish family. Mr. Corbyn, take note. Because when you're anti-Jew, be very careful you don't become anti-Christ. And we know from the book of Romans that we Gentiles who have been grafted in are not to despise those that were cut off because of their refusal to acknowledge the Messiahship and the deity of Christ. But if you look quickly at this verse, an unusual verse perhaps for this Christmas Day morning, but I woke up this morning and I put the heat on, and then I get back into bed just to let the house warm up before I put my feet out. And this text came into my mind. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Can I leave three thoughts with you quickly this morning? Something you can ponder, as Mary did in that reading this morning. Ponder in your own heart. Notice, first of all, we have clearly taught here Christ's deity. You know, all of us, we are human, and Christ is truly, really, perfectly human. But you and I are all the offspring of our fathers. But Christ, he's not only the offspring of David, but he is the root or the source of David. In other words, he was before David, and yet he comes from David. This is the majesty and the miracle and the mystery of the incarnation. The Lord Jesus Christ in this verse, and let us remind ourselves again this very Christmas Day morning, the Lord Jesus, our Savior, is God. He was before David, he was before Abraham, he created all things. Wasn't it lovely to sing those words again, that lo, in a manger lies the one who built the starry sky? We were thinking on Monday night about the star of Bethlehem. And Christ made all these things. He is the root. He is the source. He bears up the very family and lineage of David. And of course, it was Christ who on this earth preserved the Jewish people through many, many trials and tribulations down through the centuries, aye, and the millenniums. Why? That Christ would be born that first Christmas day in Bethlehem of Judea. Do you see his deity? He is the root of David. But can we not also see his humanity? He's the offspring of David. This is the mystery of it all. See, Christ is God, perfect God, fully God, not in any sense diminished from God. He is God, and yet he is man. You know, the Lord Jesus, think about this, the Lord Jesus could have come down from heaven on a white chariot and gone to the cross, couldn't he? Think of the way he came. He was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and do you realize how small he became in that sense? And then he was born into this world and this life. He was laid in that feeding trough, that manger, in the little stable or lean-to there in Bethlehem. Why did he come thus? Because he must be like us in order to save us. His humanity. You know, we should and we do and we must defend the deity of Christ, of course. And down through the centuries in church history, the deity of Christ has been rejected and has been fought over and denied. But let us also defend his perfect humanity. He is bone of our bone. He is flesh of our flesh. And you know, here's a wee thought, and maybe it's not a thought we want to think of Christmas Day, but it struck me. When you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you have a great truth in the gospel. Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. And then you have another great truth, and was raised again, according to the scriptures. Two great truths, but don't forget the wee bit in between. And was buried. Dear believer in Christ this morning, don't you fear death? Oh, as Mr. Johnson always taught us, there is a natural fear of death. It's not something we want to think about, but don't fear going into the grave, believer. Why? Because your Savior went before you. He died for you. He rose again for you. He was buried for you. He was buried for you so he can cheer the tomb. And so, as the man Christ Jesus, God cannot die. See, there's a wonderful verse in Acts. The church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. That is a meaningless statement. Except Christ is both God and man. God is no blood. God is spirit. But the Lord Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, shed his precious blood. Do you see his deity? Do you see his humanity? But last of all this morning, do you see his clarity? I'll use the word clarity. He says, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. I was sharing with the folks on Monday night that I've always had a wee inkling of buying a telescope. To have a closer look at the stars. And I remember being in the shop in Belfast one day. I was very close, but I could never justify it because, I said, I'll maybe go out some night, get foundered, and then put it in the cupboard, never use it again. But it is fascinating, you know, and here the Lord uses this wonderful type. He says, I am the root and the offspring of and the bright and morning star. The morning star is the brightest. When it first appears. And you know, we think of Old Testament prophecies. We haven't time this morning to go into them, but you can go to Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, and also there's a reference in 2 Peter 1 and 19. Christ, our Savior, God and man, we meet this morning to give thanks for his birth and coming into this world. And you know, he's the bright and morning star. All around is darkness. Alan read that in Isaiah, the darkness. But into that darkness came this light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, the bright and morning star. See, Christ is the source of David's life and line of descendants, which establishes his deity. He is also a descendant of David, his offspring, which establishes his humanity. And isn't this a wonderful phrase? He's the bright and the morning star. I was invited to the choral service to speak on Sunday night to Killaghi Mission Hall. Now, if you don't know where Killaghi Mission Hall is, it's in the Windmill Road there, where Ballycopeland Windmill is. And it's in the middle of nowhere, really. I shouldn't say that because Alan and Janice live in front of it. Just remembered that and realised that. I'm not suggesting Alan and Janice live in the middle of nowhere, but, well, Alan knows it is in the middle of the country. And about a quarter to eight, just finishing the last thought, and bang, the lights went out. Now, when the lights go out in Newton Ards, it's not so bad, but out there, I tell you, it's a small hall. I literally couldn't see anybody. Couldn't see the outline. I couldn't see their faces. It was completely dark. And spiritually, there's darkness. But thank God this morning, Christ is the bright and the morning star. Now, I'll ask the question. I don't know. I think most people here are professing believers, and that's great, but if there's any amongst us not saved, he's a wonderful Saviour. And you remember the last I am in the Bible. I am the root, that's his deity, and the offspring of David, that's his humanity. But he's the bright and morning star, that's his clarity. You know, there's no one misses Christ save those who don't want to see him. The scriptures are so plain in setting forth the Lord Jesus. May God bless these thoughts this morning to our hearts. We're going to close.